Welcome aboard and welcome again to iWhatever the podcast. I'm Freddie and today we're going to talk about the new software updates Apple released on Monday, July 24th. Stay with us because this is beginning. Yeah, and this is so because, yeah, Apple again chose Monday to release all the operating system updates that we are running at the moment. Mainly we're going to talk about iOS 16.6, but Apple also released iPadOS 16.6, WatchOS 9.6, macOS Ventura 13.5, tvOS 16.6, and HomePodOS 16.6 that you know you can update through the home application on your iPhone, iPad, etc. Okay, so the first thing we have to take into account when we talk about iOS 16.6 is that you will be able to update if you're running an iPhone 8 or 8 Plus and up, and also an iPhone SE second generation or later. Not to forget that Apple also released updates for other older operating systems. If you're running iOS or iPadOS 15 or macOS 11 or macOS 12, you also have updates for your operating systems there. Of course, only security updates, not new features or something like that. So what is new in iOS 16.6? Well, basically nothing. All of these updates that we have been naming, they're just bug fixes, security updates overall, and this is it. I mean, we're just walking towards the end of life of iOS 16 and the other operating systems, and iOS 17 and all the other operating systems are just there in starting in September. So don't expect too much from these updates from this moment and on. So, okay, on my iPhone 13, I can still feel junky notifications when you scroll up the old notifications the section. Also in iOS 17, I don't know why they still haven't fixed that, but okay, maybe they'll try to fix it in a later time. Of course, as we said, no new features, just bug fixes, still polishing stuff here and there, and security updates. One thing really, really good is performance. Performance is super, super good on iOS 16.6 coming from 16.5.1. So I would just suggest that you install this update only because of that, because, you know, you can really, really feel it after you update that it's really, really going fast. Navigation and overall operating system fluidity and smoothness, it's awesome. Now, battery life seems to be a little bit like the same for me on iOS 16.5.1 and now on iOS 16.6. I don't know. I mean, I have waited 2-3 days like the standards say, I mean, so that everything is settled down, and I haven't noticed any difference to remark over here. But I have been reading on Twitter about other users that say that their battery life has been super, super good after updating to iOS 16.6. So, okay, you take it. I mean, it's either is the same or it's better. So that's super good. So like we said before a couple of times, only security updates, minor bug fixes here and there, but seems to have fixed quite a lot of stuff, to be honest. And this is it. But only for that reason alone, I mean, security updates and also this better performance that you can feel. I must say that I can feel that in all the different OSs in the ecosystem. I mean, maybe they're just, you know, getting close to the end and, you know, fixing final stuff and polishing in a good shape everything. So yeah, you can feel it, definitely. So what do we expect next from Apple in all the different operating systems? Well, personally, I believe that there will be another 0.7 update. They'll just release the beta. They'll make it as perfect as and as good as possible. And they will release it to the public just before they release all the new systems to everybody starting on September. Like I said, I think they need to do the final touch, the final polish to all the different systems, because some people are going to be stuck in those systems because they're just stuck with their old devices, and that devices will not be able to update to the new ones. So I think Apple will do fine as they normally do in this matter. So that was all. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Freddy here from iWhatever, the podcast. And don't forget to check the link we have in the description of the podcast so you can just, you know, take a look at our account on Twitter. And of course, just, you know, listen to our stuff and our contents from now on. Thank you so much. Have a good day.